Hello and welcome to the Monday, February 11th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. This week, of course, we do have Microsoft's Patch Tuesday coming, and last week Microsoft released its advanced notification for Patch Tuesday. It turns out that we will get 11 bulletins, which is a bit more than what we usually get, and they're going to fix 57 vulnerabilities. Now, most of these bulletins are affecting Windows. We got some Office in there. An interesting part is that we do have two bulletins that affect Internet Explorer. In the past, Microsoft has issued one roll-up patch for Internet Explorer. In this case, we can expect multiple. Not exactly sure what that means. Maybe one of these bulletins affects some fundamental part that affects Internet Explorer and other parts of the operating system, which is why they sort of split that out. And then on Friday, we also got an update of Flash Player for Windows and Apple. Now, it turns out that Internet Explorer 10 Flash is part of Internet Explorer 10. So as a result, there was a Flash Player update that affected Internet Explorer 10 from Microsoft on Friday. It should also be noted that this patch does fix two vulnerabilities that were already exploited in targeted attacks. So definitely make it a priority to apply this Flash update. And it's just a quick update to hopefully close the issue with the Intel network card packet of death. Turns out that according to a statement released by Intel, only certain motherboards are affected by this problem because the maker of the motherboard loaded a bad EEPROM-M image onto the motherboard and then of course affects the network card. Some people cried foul saying that, it's not really the motherboard's manufacturer's fault, it's Intel's fault. Doesn't really matter in the end. Make sure that you don't have a motherboard that's affected by this bug. Also, one of the problems is that these modern network cards are extremely complex. I believe I've seen that this particular one has a technical manual spanning 450 pages that a motherboard maker essentially has to understand and implement correctly in order to make this device work. Well, and then on Friday, we also learned about an interesting breach of security company Bit9. Bit9 makes whitelisting software. Whitelisting software is really sort of the next step when it comes to fighting malware. What it attempts to do is get a list of all valid software in order to be able to discriminate against malicious software. So really a good idea to enumerate goodness versus badness. Problem, of course, is that a lot of this approach leverages on obtaining a reliable database of good software. And that's, of course, a problem if the maker of the whitelisting software is breached. In this particular case, the breach resulted in the attacker obtaining a copy of Bit9's signing certificate that then was used in three different cases to sign software and mark it as valid as far as Bit9 is concerned. So the entities who received this malware then no longer were able to detect it using Bit9. It's not really known exactly how the breach happened. According to a blog post by Bit9, the systems that were affected by the breach were not protected using Bit9, which of course is particularly scary given that those same systems had access to very critical data like this signing key. I would recommend if you do use Bit9, make sure you alert your users if they received any Bit9 emails or such over the last couple days to be careful. Not all that clear how long the breach lasted. Evidently, Bit9 only found out about it after being alerted to the breach by these customers. And also, if you are a Bit9 customer, make sure that you do contact Bit9 about how to patch Bit9. You should have received an email from them, but maybe it ended up in your spam folder. So what you have to do is you have to essentially update and patch Bit9 so it will no longer recognize the breached certificate authority. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.